This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Police also looking for the public's help to identify a man found dead more than a month ago. The department released a sketch yesterday showing what the man may have looked like before his death. We have that sketch posted over at KRDO.com. The body was found along Fountain Creek on June 20th. Anyone with information asked to contact the El Paso County Coroner's Office. Once the story we brought you yesterday here on KRDO's Midday Edition, six juveniles are in custody in connection to a shooting that killed two people and injured three others in the Falcon area early in the year. The six were arrested late last month for their involved shooting in this past February that killed Javier Lopez and Caleb Nickerson. According to deputies, the crime scene at Point Reyes Drive in the Meridian Ranch neighborhood spanned more than a block. James Ludwig lives in the area describing that scene.
There was a green car over there. And somebody standing in between those houses, and they were shooting at each other.
The suspect has not been identified. Officials, though, say that one person has been charged with first-degree murder. This week's decision to keep U.S. Base Command in Colorado Springs should be a boost to the local economic group. Jim Lovewell with the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC sees the benefits beyond a political win in D.C.
Think of all the talent in Colorado and other states' talents who want to come here to invest in working with or in close proximity to Space Command and its missions.
The end of a nearly two-year fight about the future of Space Command, now more likely to add economic momentum across the Pikes Peak region. Space Command itself set to be home to about 1,500 civilian and military employees. Chamber and EDC data shows that military is a multi-billion dollar economic driver in the region, accounting for some 40% of our local economic base.
Another angle, we're hearing more about the cost incurred over the past 2 years to keep command based at Peterson. KRDO News Radio's Scott Harrison takes a look into that.
Estimates we've learned are that several hundred thousand dollars were spent in lobbying efforts to fight that move to Alabama. The money was spent on a lobbying firm and spent by the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce. But local leaders say that expense will be offset eventually by saving taxpayers the $1.2 billion it would have cost to move Space Command.
That's KRDO's Scott Harrison. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is partnering with the National Weather Service to provide the latest weather conditions at Lake Pueblo. The Wildlife Agency recently installed signs at Lake Pueblo State Park that features QR codes that can be scanned by mobile devices. The codes provide a link to a website with the latest forecast, as well as a tool that shows the likelihood of strong wind gusts at Lake Pueblo. The CPW hopes this tool will help inform visitors of possible safety hazards after eight water-related deaths at the lake last year. And the Salvation Army will take a look at more than 200 kids in Colorado Springs on a back-to-school effort and a shopping spree that will be provided to those kids on Saturday. The annual event is a big help for families who need a little extra support during the pricey time of year. For 30 years now, the annual trip has helped families in Colorado Springs who are struggling with back-to-school expenses. Each student will get about a $100 gift card to spend at the Citadel Mall, JCPenney, and everything they pick up will be discounted about 30% off. Doug Hansen with the local Salvation Army says that last year they helped 130 families, and it's a number that easily eclipsed this time ago. This time last year,
we were quite surprised and a little overwhelmed. Our online portal for families to sign up for the shopping spree with 200 kids, it filled up in about a week and a half. And so now we're actually a little over. We have, I think it's 209 kids that have signed up for it.
The nonprofit says it spent about $1,500 on the event, but they still need about $5,000 more to cover the entire cost. If you'd like to help, you can donate, and you can find that link to Salvation Army at KRDO.com.
Nice start to the day. Seasonal temperatures 86, the anticipated high in the Springs 92 in Pueblo. We will watch some showers and thunderstorms develop over the next few hours. We do back off. Any severe potential remains out towards the plains for the most part. One or two widely scattered storms could produce hail up to 1 inch in diameter. Main concern would be gusty winds for I-25 from the Springs and south. Then as we do push out towards the plains through about 10 tonight, we do see a large hail and damaging wind risk as we push out towards our eastern border. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.